This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon all of you. My name is Zora Sawari, and I'll be speaking about time management, procrastination, and implementing an action plan. I will start off by explaining what time management is. Time management is when one can control their time. It is usually when one knows what he or she has to get done, and they have a system put in place and follow it in order to achieve their desired goals. One of the biggest problems with time management is procrastination. Usually you procrastinate when you put things off that you should be focusing on right now, in favor of doing something that is more enjoyable or that you're more comfortable doing. Two problems that procrastinators usually face. One is that they work as many hours in the day as other people do, and sometimes even longer hours, but they invest their time in the wrong tasks. Can you relate to that? And the second is they feel overwhelmed by what has to get done, and they don't know where to start. So what they do is they go and complete all the tasks they're capable of doing, and they leave the important tasks for last. What's funny is that they think those tasks are going to go away, but they never do. The question people always ask me after I tell them about procrastination is, how do I get over that? If you're putting something off because you just don't want to do it and you really can't delegate the work to someone else, then you need to find ways to motivate yourself to get it started. I'll give you a couple of suggestions not to procrastinate. One suggestion is to give yourself a reward for completing a certain task. Maybe go to a special restaurant to eat, order a book that you've been wanting for a while. Anything that you want to reward yourself with. Something else that you can do to motivate yourself is ask a coworker or someone close to you to check on you and ask you about that particular task. That always motivates me to get things done because I don't want to tell the person who's asking me that I haven't done it yet. Lastly, find out why you're not doing it. What is in the way? Do you need help or maybe more skills? If so, once you know, then go out and obtain what you need first. And then begin the task. This leads us to the final step I'll be discussing, which is called an action plan. An action plan is a list of things that you have to do in order to achieve the outcome you need. So in simple terms, you map out what the goal or objective is, and then you go back and you make small steps leading to the final outcome. Basically, you'll break the projects into smaller segments and start working at one segment at a time. Instead of being worried about it as a big project, now you're only worried about what needs to get done first. Just start and keep moving. For example, imagine if you're traveling from California to New York. Can you imagine not having a roadmap with you? You need a map to be able to know which routes and roads to take. And when you start, it's how fast you travel that will tell you how fast you can get to your final destination. So I hope that this example helps you understand how an action plan will help you in achieving your goals. I wish you lots of luck and hope that this segment helped you get some tips for time management.